Thank you for holding. Is this KC?
It is, yes.
Hey, KC. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your company?
So is this like, this is just a paid Google search boost or something?
Yeah, in layman's terms, yeah, if you want to keep it really simple. We just make it so that if somebody types in one of the services you offer, like metal fabrication, you show up on the first page as a top recommended option for that service for your community. So, like, right now, for metal fabrication in Wasilla, we have Midnight Sun Metalworks, LLC, Bell and Metal and Wood, and Mike's Welding and Fabrication. Have you heard of those guys?
Well, yeah, I know all of them, actually. Right now, most of what we're doing is, we don't just do fabrication and metal. We do home renovation.
Remodeling. Right.
Yep.
That was just an example. I was trying to keep it simple.
Oh, okay.
But we list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. You can actually pick what you're bound for. The point I was trying to make was just use that as an example so you could see, hey, these are companies that use it, you know? They're not any better than you. They just show up in front of the customer and you don't. That's the only reason why they would get the client over you. You know?
Yeah, I get that.
All we're doing is making it so that they know you're there and that they're seeing you as a top recommended option online.
Okay.
You don't have to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. It's just one flat monthly rate. We let the customers call your business directly, so you don't have to worry about incurring any additional costs throughout the month. It's just one flat monthly rate. We would build your .com website for you as well, since you don't have one. We'll actually purchase a domain, build your site, and have your site attached to the online listing on Google and Bing.
Okay. So I have a question. I'm applying for a, what do they call it, a DTR, it's to operate under multiple,
okay.
I got a crew working behind me.
Okay.
It's to operate under multiple business names under
DBA.
The same business license.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
DBA, doing business as, under the
DBA.
Same license?
Yes.
Yeah, DBA. Uh-huh.
So
right now, everything's just under Aurora Fabrications, but you're saying you got, like, what, Aurora Timberworks also? Is that the other one?
Yeah, so the other one is Aurora Timberworks, and then there's Five Star Renovation.
Okay, and you're going to be running all these under the same name, address, and phone, or under the same address and phone number with different names?
Yeah, I intended originally to just do it all under Aurora Fabrications,
uh-huh.
But people get confused by the fabrications portion of that.
Yeah,
and
just
so
like metal
they think I'm, you know, doing metal only and. So
yeah.
I always have to explain that.
So your solution to that was, hey, if I add different names, a couple of DBAs, and that way when they call under the other name, you know, you'll know what's what. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I would think that, like, Aurora Contractors would be a good plan, you know, then you're covering all your bases with that.
Well, I would, except that one's already bought, and I can't get the guy who owns it to sell it to me, even though he's not operating.
Ah, yeah, they do that. Well, I mean, we can, you know, develop a site where you're published under, you know, Aurora Fabrication, but on your .com it'll say, you know, Fabrication and Timberworks or Aurora Fabrication. And Aurora Timberworks. That way they know it's the same entity, just with two different names. But on Google, you're going to want to have different name, address, and phone number if you want to market them all completely different. So I think that's kind of the problem with that, is you're creating this whole other DBA to solve that one problem, but then it kind of creates a bigger problem with the online marketing, because the search engine sees it as two totally different businesses, even though they're operating under, you know, your DBA.
I get you.
So then they want you to have a separate address, a separate phone number, basically have two completely separate listings for the two businesses, so that way the AI doesn't confuse the two. So what I would recommend is start with this. You know, obviously, if you're showing up for bathroom remodel and kitchen remodel at the time that they're punching that in under Aurora Fabrications, I think at that point they're going to kind of put two and two together and realize, obviously, this guy does remodeling as well. So I would rely on your customers to just not be dyslexic. You know what I mean? And I would just run it that way. And then if it really becomes a hiccup, then you do already have that DBA in your back pocket. We could cross that bridge when we get there. But I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem as you think it will be once you have the Google advertising already up and running and you're being listed as top recommended for those services anyway.
Okay. So what would this cost?
So with the discounts that my ref requested, it would be $299 monthly. Month basis.
$300 a month, huh?
Yeah, about that. It's about $10 a day to maintain everything for you.
Okay. And, right, that's fine.
Super reasonable. Usually there's a setup fee also for getting your website up and running, but I'm going to waive that for you. So you won't have to pay anything for the site. We're including the .com. That's a big savings there. Usually a website alone is going to run you a couple hundred, maybe even $1,000.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about the can I think about the website, because I actually, that's what I went to school for, was advanced information technologies, and though I never get the time to sit down and do things like that anymore, I do know how.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is, like, if I include it in your package, it's always an option. So if you go, hey, you want to build it yourself, you can always let me know, and I can take the one that you've done, and I can have it attached to all your listings and update it. If you just stay so busy because of the leads we're bringing in and you never get around to it, we still have the option to have us build you that other .com, and it's not any extra charge to you. So it's a win-win. Okay. I'll make sure you have a website no matter which route you want to go. The benefit to you in this conversation isn't the website. It's the first page placement on Google. That's what everybody's doing, you know, and that's where you're going to get you the phone calls and get you the opportunity.
Now, I have a question. Can you also leave the, a link? I have a Facebook.
Yeah.
For Aurora Timberworks.
Yeah. So in your package, we'll provide you with up to $100 worth of Facebook ads. So that's in that $299 pricing structure. So we won't, we can hyperlink the Facebook to the Google stuff, but then aside from all the Google stuff, you're going to have your own business Facebook page that we'll be promoting on the Facebook platform for up to $100 worth of clicks.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll cover almost all your bases, I mean, with the exception of some of the things that you already have, like Home Advisor by Angie's List, and then this will be our starting point. So we'll go month to month like this. You won't have to commit to anything long term. But what my hope is that we show you some good traffic and we have some good return on investment to where we can talk about doing something bigger or maybe even expanding more than a 50-mile radius in the future.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that might be something necessary as well.
Yeah, I know it will be. I'm really familiar with your area. They have me do all the accounts out in Alaska.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Right. I work with all the guys out there in the bush.
Yeah, there you go. Using some Alaskan jargon.
Yeah, not really. I'm still from California. So
well, you know, both my parents are from California, so I won't hold that against you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so I still got a lot of the California jargon, though. I'm a beach boy. I was born in Santa Ana, but raised in Huntington Beach, California. So I grew up right by the sand.
I was raised in Fresno in the armpit of California.
I know Fresno very well. I haven't heard anybody say that, though. They don't call it the armpit. Could call it bulldog territory.
It's hot and sweaty and stinky, and the wind never moves.
Yeah. The air is stale.
It is. It really is.
That's funny. I don't know. I haven't stayed out there long enough to know that. So every time I go, I'm usually just passing through it.
Yeah. Well, it's my least favorite part of California. Honestly, I prefer up towards Shasta and all those areas.
Oh, well, the Google headquarters is in Mountain View.
Yeah,
that's the original Google. So it's I like that area, you know, getting closer to, like, the bay, and, you know, that's okay. They got a lot. Once I start seeing those rainbow flags, though, I get homesick.
Yeah,
it's okay.
You know, I did a lot. I used to do a fair amount of work in the San Francisco area, and I miss being able to go down to the dockside market.
Yeah,
that
Pier 39.
That was awesome. Pier 39 is
amazing. The seafood there is amazing. Yeah, I actually went earlier this year. I drove up there from Orange County. And then we stayed in San Francisco, me and my wife and kids, for about 4 days. And then we drove PCH all the way down. So I drove us up there, and then we took the Highway 1 all the way back down to Orange County.
Oh, Coastal Highway.
Yeah, and that was a drive. Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah. We stopped in Morro Bay. I showed them all the Finding Nemo stuff that they had there in Morro Bay. That's something you should do, though. It's a bucket list drive, for sure.
Oh, I've done it, but not with my family.
Yeah, I did
it
with my family.
Do it with my family.
Well, I don't think they're going to remember. I'm going to have to do it again, because my youngest is only 1.5 right now, so he was probably just half.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to get...
Yeah. Yeah, but it was
for them
a lot
to remember
of good
anything.
Pictures. Yeah, he's not going to remember. My oldest is 5, though, so I think he might remember some of that, but I'm definitely going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, if you're ready to move forward with, I could tell you got a lot of noise going on in the background there, and I don't want you to get distracted.
Yeah, we didn't stop building. It seems like every time somebody calls to sell me something or get me on something like this, I can't stop working. We have a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah, it must be meant to be then, because, I mean, we got a hold of you, and we have the spot available. Like things are working.
Let's go ahead.
Okay. So I want to verify some information. You spell your first name just the letters KNC, or is it KASEY?
That's my legal name, KC, 2 letters.
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny, my youngest, the 1-year-old I was just telling you about, his name is KJ. And everybody asked me that. How do you spell it? And I'm like,
pretty easy, KJ.
What's your last name?
My daughter's name is KD.
Oh, KD.
I like
that.
Using Tom.
Okay. You said it was plural?
T as in Tom, I-L-L-E-R-Y.
Oh, Tillery.
Yeah.
And then, what's your business email?
AuroraFabrications@gmail.com.
AuroraFabrications@gmail.com. Okay, and what's the business street address? Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. We get it express shipped to you guys up there. But there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when you get it in the mail.
4820.
Okay.
West Hollow Nook Drive.
Okay. I got it. And that's 99623, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 6.
8 to 6?
Yep.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
Well, mostly Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay.
We will work weekends if we have to, but you got to live life too.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I like to put on there, you know, like maybe emergency services available. So that way if they do call you on the weekend, at least you're getting time and a half or something, you know? You could double charge them.
Yeah, well, yeah. If I'm doing a, you know, somebody's pipe break or something like that, maybe drywall repair or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not looking to live my life
based on
this.
Yeah. I think that's why you started the company in the first place, right?
It is exactly that. I'm just so tired of somebody telling me what to do.
All right. And then I got your business profile set up. I'm going to put in the request for that website. I know you said you want to build it yourself, and that's totally fine if you build that other one, like I said, but... I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension in case you need to get a hold of me directly. You don't got to go through the whole customer service. I'll be your point guy. And then I'm also going to send you an email for you to send in any photos or logo that you'd like used for the .com.
Okay.
Okay. So that way we'll still get all your input on it. We'll just do the legwork and hosting for you.
All right,
and then there will be a client interview for tomorrow. The client, or I might be able to squeeze you in today, but it sounds like you're a little busy today.
What is there exactly? Does it entail?
It's about. Well, actually, no, we don't have a slot available for today, so it'll be for tomorrow. But it's about 30 to 45 minutes. They're going to ask you general knowledge information about your business. They're going to ask all the services that you offer, the service area that you cover, and then things about the website.
Okay.
So, takes 30 to 45 minutes to complete, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule?
Okay. Say that again?
What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Oh, I work all day, every day, it seems like.
Okay. Well, you guys are an hour behind us. So we could go as early as
we're not
6 a.m., but as late
well,
as 3.
I drive in starting at about 7 o'clock, so if you wanted to call me on my drive in, that would be ideal, I think.
Yeah, we could do that tomorrow. I'll schedule it between 7 and 8.
Say that again?
I'll schedule you between 7 and 8 a.m. Alaskan time.
Perfect.
Okay, and I'll send you an invitation and a text message reminder to the appointment about 1 hour before, so that way when you're loading up, getting ready to take off, you get a little text and a heads-up reminder in case you forget.
No problem.
All right, and then the last thing I got to do, Casey, is secure your first month's payment. So I know you're working hard there, but... You could give me like 60 seconds. We'll knock that out.
Yeah. Alright. I want to do this on my credit card, but I don't have my credit card on me. Can you give me a minute to get my wife to get my card and send it to me?
Yeah, take your time.
One second. Thank you. Hopefully she actually has her phone on her.
Mm.
She has a bad habit of not knowing where her phone is.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's all women do that at some point, especially if you got little ones, because my lady forgets her phone sometimes. I'll have to ask her, like,
yeah.
Where's your phone? I sent you 20 text messages, and then we get home, and she's like, oh, I didn't hear any of them. I'm like, geez.
Well, of course. Yeah, I know. My wife's in the same boat. I didn't hear any of that. Ooh, that's not my fault.
They won't forget something you did 5 years ago that made them mad, though.
No, that is true. That is true. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold and call her.
That's fine.
You have been kicked from this conference.